Hi, it's Peter Haddock from Content with Media, and welcome to another edition, and this time a very special edition of hashtag CWM Respect Podcast, where I talk to people in the industry I respect and cover different topics. This week, I had the pleasure of meeting the next generation of apprentices at a special event held by the West Midlands Combined Authority at Millennium Point. That's that lovely building that is right opposite what's going to be an even better building for HS2, the Curzon Street Station, terminus for Birmingham, from the London to Birmingham section of the line. I talk about that because HS2 was high on the list for the event, and it was a special event for plant, that's earth-moving equipment, and construction. It was put on by the West Midlands Combined Authority and supported by leading figures from the industry, and also the Mayor, Andy Street, who I got to talk to at the event. So let's start with Andy Street and see what he had to say about the event and the need for skills.
You've come round the event today, which is all around skills, and it's all around the plant and earthwork sector. This is Millennium Point. It's opposite a bit of a building site at the moment that I know you're very passionate about.
I am indeed.
So what I want to know is, first of all, what are your thoughts on that building site in HS2? And then, if it's going ahead, what on earth are we going to do about skills? So give me your thoughts on that, Andy.
We are standing right opposite what will be Curzon Street Station, The first terminus of the new high-speed 2 line. And obviously, I've been battering away to try to make sure the government take what I think is the right decision, that this investment should go ahead. I don't know the Prime Minister's decision, to be really clear, but I believe he will take the right decision because the economic argument really mounts up. Hopefully that will be taken in the next couple of weeks, and then we'll be pressing the go button for all of the works.
And this is really important because this project at HS2 is shovel ready. Now that's important, Andy, because we hear a lot of talk about infrastructure, but stuff that's not actually happening.
So you're on to a really important point. The first phase of HS2, so that's the London-Birmingham link. I'm a great believer in the rest of it, north to Manchester and Leeds. But the shovel-ready piece is the first phase. The tenders have been done. We've seen lots of the contractors here today who bid for those tenders. LM and, of course, Balfour Beatty, they're ready to go. And if the Prime Minister decides, hopefully the tenders can be agreed, and then we will begin to recruit people in anger ready for those contracts.
And that's why, Andy, I think you and the West Midlands Combined Authority putting on this event is so important, because you're able to bring people together in a collaborative sense to make that happen. We need these people, operators of plant. By goodness, by the time that is finished, a lot of them will be retired. We're in trouble if we don't get people into this industry. So what are you doing? Yep. What's your thoughts
on
that?
So today is all about saying to young people predominantly, but not just young people, people who want to retrain as well, that there is a real skill opportunity for you here. So come and have a look about just what opportunities there are, whether it be in plant or whether it be in other things as well, for the construction industry, of course. And what we've tried to say is perhaps your traditional image of this isn't quite right. It's actually a high-tech sector. We've seen some of the new plant, which is the latest in terms of technology, in terms of controls, or the latest in technology in terms of emissions as well, both critical things. And it's saying perhaps to a slightly different group of people, there's an opportunity here for you to get a skill that will see you through life.
And the thing about that skill, Andy, is it's the PlayStation generation we've got to attract here. Correct. Joystick controls, 3D machine control, virtual reality. We've even got the opportunity to push hard on these people that are in this room to get disabled people into remote controlled terminals and things like that. So it's fantastic opportunity.
I've seen all of that myself this morning, and I've seen the VR glasses and the way. If you go to other parts of the industry as well, the architecture, the design piece, but equally the operation of the plant is dependent on all that technology. And one thing we're very keen on the region is being a real digital leader, and you see today how digital comes alongside construction. So all I'd say to anyone is, come on, have a look. See if this is the right opportunity for you. And a huge thank you to all of the people, whether they be our universities, whether they be our training providers, or the ultimate employers, for really getting behind this.
So this is all about jobs. This is all about showing people there's a career, and a long career, and a healthy career, and a sustainable career in this industry and in this sector. Andy, thanks very much to you and the team for putting this event on
today. Our pleasure. Thank you.
It's great to hear the thoughts of Andy Street. And he's certainly someone that has a huge amount of enthusiasm for the region and also for young people. But enough about that. Let's go and find out what those young people had to say for themselves. So I'd very much like you to spend some time with me listening to Amrit, Kyle, Jack, Francesca, and Lewis, who are the future generation that are not only very excited about being part of the construction industry, but they're the people that are going to help us deliver some of the major infrastructure projects moving forward. I'm going to start with Amrit and Kyle from Eiffage Kia. Eiffage Kia is one of the joint ventures that has been created to deliver HS2. That rail project that's going to deliver a huge change in the way our industry can work, both from engaging young people, bringing more people into the industry, challenging providers of equipment and services to upskill and to use the very latest in technology. It's a game-changing project and one which will actually make an impact and a legacy way beyond anything we can possibly imagine. So I'm going to start with Amrit and Kyle, and they're from Eiffage Kia. Eiffage Kia is one of those joint venture companies that has been formed to deliver HS2, and Amrit and Kyle are some of their civil engineering apprentices. So let's hear from them when I met them at the event on Tuesday.
So tell me a little bit about how you got involved and became an apprentice.
So originally I was at Coventry University. I finished my first year, but I didn't really like the way uni was going for me. I felt like I was just sitting in lectures every day.
Yep.
So I looked online and I saw that Eiffage Kia had vacancies for apprentices. So I just applied and just happened to get it. And that's basically how I got into apprenticeship.
So what's been happening ever since? Is that a few months ago? Is that a little bit longer?
Me and Carl, we joined in 2018, January 2018. So we've been with Eiffage Kia for 2 years now. Since then, we've been in a few departments such as procurement, health and safety, QS. Now we're both currently in construction. We're working in a small area called Calvert, quite a congested area, quite a few overbridges, underbridges, culverts as well. On the day-to-day, we produce 3D drawings, speak to the DJV about problems we're going to have with these structures.
So these two are the people that are going to help us create this project, but the legacy of this project. You've already talked to me about 3D. 3D is super important. We're going to dig in 3D for this project as well. And so we've got to deliver these structures and the earthworks in 3D. Tell me a little bit about your journey and how you came along.
Well, I originally finished an apprenticeship prior to this. So this is my second one. So I was a machinist in a factory in Wolverhampton.
Yep.
And I finished that, and then I wanted to sort of progress my career, and I found that Eiffage Kia were doing apprenticeships for level 4 and higher, which was higher than my qualifications I already received. So I applied, managed to get in, and now I'm at university studying a civil engineering degree.
So you have gone almost the other way. So you were at university, now you've been through the apprentice scheme, and now you're at university. Yeah. So that's fantastic. Yes. So that's given you an opportunity to learn at an apprenticeship, get another apprenticeship and move forward and get some of your uni paid for, by the sound.
It's worthwhile in that aspect. So I gained lots of valuable experience working, and I'm at university getting all my qualifications, so it's a good result.
So what would you say to people thinking about one, coming into construction, and two, the apprenticeship approach rather than the actual university approach?
Well, the apprenticeship approach is really handy for myself. Saves me paying the fees that you pay now, it's quite high, and you gain valuable experience that I'm guessing you wouldn't learn at university. And you get exposed to really challenging experiences of being on site.
So basically it's the best of both worlds for
Definitely.
So little takeaway, HS2, going to be an amazing project. What are you looking forward to the most?
I think I'm just looking forward to the vast size of it. You know, normally a construction site's only, you know, so big, but this is going to be, you know, London to Birmingham. It's always going to be different challenges, different, you know, interfaces with different kind of people, other companies, being able to broaden our horizons as well quite a lot.
And it is going to be the biggest infrastructure project we've seen for generation,
hasn't it?
I look at HS2 as a mine in a line, because we've got to move that much earth, that it's actually a mine in a line. And your final takeaway, what's going to be the most exciting thing for you about HS2?
I think it's the scale of the project. After seeing other sites that I've been working on, and the scale of HS2 is massive in comparison. So just to get experience that is going to be something else.
So that's two apprentices, two different routes, but one huge goal to help us deliver one of the most exciting projects in a generation. Thanks very much, guys. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Thank you. So Amrit and Kyle, the civil engineering side of HS2 apprenticeships. The next apprentice I met was Jack, who who works for Balfour Beatty Vinci joint venture. Now Jack's got a very interesting job, and that's to do with materials. It was something new for me, so actually didn't know a lot about it. So that's why I got Jack to do the talking. So let's hear what he had to say.
Yes. Jack, you're going to be one of those people that is actually going to be on HS2.
That is correct.
In the future.
Yes.
Now, tell me a little bit about your journey and how you came to be with Balfour Beatty. I understand you were working at Tesco's and, yes. and now you're not.
Yes, yes. So whilst I was working at Tesco, I went to WMG Engineering Academy. I completed my level 3 course, which I got a triple distinction in.
Congratulations, very good.
Thank you very much. As soon as I knew I got some sort of engineering qualification under my belt, I wanted to look for an engineering / construction apprenticeship.
Yep.
And that's when I found Balfour Beatty and the job was materials technician.
So they've taken you on as an apprentice?
Yes, that's correct.
Through their programme. How yes. many years is that?
So that's duration of 24 months. I'm now coming to the end of it. I've now literally about yesterday I submitted my last bit of work.
Right.
So now I'm just waiting on an endpoint assessment where I'll be fully finished off with it. The course, I'm working with a company called U-Force.
Okay.
And I've had a tutor that comes in once a month, and she would talk about the work I'm doing, set more work, and I've thoroughly enjoyed my cool. apprenticeship. And Balfour Beatty have been brilliant in supporting my apprenticeship as well.
So you've been on the M6 project
yes,
as well.
Correct.
So you're
Smart
on
motorway.
Major projects.
Yeah, yeah.
M6 then to the HS2.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, what would you say to people that are going, ugh, construction's just not for me?
No. What I'd say is I felt exactly the same as that. When I applied for apprentice materials technician, I didn't have an idea about what the role was, but with the people you're working with, the company you're working for, you've got so much support. You're learning every day. It's not the same thing every day, especially as a materials technician. Definitely not the same thing every day.
For all different
yeah,
projects.
Definitely, yeah. definitely. And it's various works every day, and I'm sure HS2 is going to be exactly the same as that as well.
I'm super excited about HS2.
Yeah, so
you are going to be one of those people
yeah.
on it. Probably one of the youngest people
yeah,
on that project.
That's correct, yeah.
And that is going to be super exciting. Listen, people out there, this is the guy to watch. You know, when we're seeing this project being delivered, you're going to do that for at least 5 years.
Exactly, yeah.
And then you are going to have on your CV one of the most exciting projects
yeah.
that this country's ever seen. So, listen, great to hear from you. Thanks very much for sharing your journey.
Thank
and
you very much.
And all the best in the future.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Now, the final two people I met were Francesca and Lewis, and they work for a business called McAuliffe, and they're brownfield experts. Francesca and Lewis actually had a very, very interesting story to tell, because they didn't really come to McAuliffe and expect to get an apprenticeship. McAuliffe saw a lot in them as individuals, and guess what? They went out and they designed their own apprenticeship scheme and made sure that those two individuals stayed with the business and not just had a job, but had a future. So let's hear from Francesca and Lewis.
Came to McAuliffe as a temporary administrator. I just choose to change jobs and I wanted an opportunity. And I never realised that there was this whole side of construction that existed until I started work at McAuliffe's, and I showed an interest in HR, and so they built an apprenticeship around me and
oh
gave
my God,
me that opportunity.
So there wasn't even an apprenticeship there?
No.
Brilliant.
I kind of walked into the opportunity and they saw the potential in me and I saw the potential in them as a company to work for, and they took a chance on me and gave me an apprenticeship with them.
That's what it's all about, folks. If you show that you can work and you have got the right ethic, like yourself, then you can actually have an apprenticeship made for you in some cases. I bet yours wasn't quite the same as that, was it?
It was, actually.
Was
yeah.
it? No
it
way.
Was pretty similar.
Oh, my goodness.
I got approached by McAuliffe, sort of said, come and have a two-week trial,
yeah.
see if you like it, see if we like you. I've got a civil engineering apprenticeship
right,
at Wolverhampton
brilliant.
University. I haven't looked back since now.
What's your top tip?
And my best tip would be just get out there, see what's available, and just get involved and see what takes your fancy, because there's a world of opportunities out there.
With my role as a surveyor, there's a lot of technical in there that you might not know about, but if you research it, you get involved, find out as much as you can, then you sort of get to grip about what it's all about.
So that was why this is a very special edition for me. I'm a great supporter of the industry, but I'm equally excited about attracting talent and young people into the industry. And it's really great to meet a leader like Andy Street, who oozes enthusiasm for all areas of this industry. Meeting these young people has really inspired me to look at skills and training still further. I want to understand more about how people can get into this industry, some of the barriers, not just skills barriers, but cost barriers, and also I want to understand how people can learn about machine control and technologies and therefore use them in their everyday life. I recognise machine control is simply a tool, but also I think it's important for people to understand the impact it has with attracting talent into the industry, for new operators, and for those that are very skilled and experienced operators that have been doing the job for a long time. So I'm going to be doing more visits around this area. I've already visited Western College with Plantforce, where they've had an amazing collaboration with the college to create machine control training. I'm going to the opening of the new Leica Geosystems facility in Shropshire, which is a purpose-built facility, and I'm also going to be popping over to Anglesey, to another college that's got machine control training in place. But for me, the real stars of this podcast are Amrit, Kyle, Jack, Francesca and Lewis, because they're basically the people that we need for our future. And when you talk to them, they really are enthusiastic about the huge opportunities they've got to work in this industry. And as we move forward with major infrastructure projects, and as we move forward with developing our cities and our areas like the West Midlands Combined Authority, we need these people. And we need these people to help us attract more people in the industry. So thanks again to everybody involved. And really big thank you this time to Leica Geosystems, who have sponsored this podcast. They're the surveying and machine control specialists. And also, they're setting up their own training facilities across the UK so that people and operators and surveyors can understand how to use 3D to deliver the projects that we need more efficiently, more productively, and more accurately. So thanks again for listening, everyone. Until the next time.